everybody. This is your host of Love, Lust, and Laughter. I am Dr. Diana Wiley. I have two beautiful, smart female guests, Mistress Matisse and Chelsea Sabara. And they are the developers, they're business partners of Velvet Swing. Velvet Swing, it will help women have better orgasms. Before we get started in this conversation, I thought that Willie Nelson, we know that Willie Nelson has loved marijuana for years, and this is just a humorous way to start the show. He made a public statement regarding being caught with a bag of marijuana, and he said, "It's a good thing I had a bag of marijuana instead of a bag of spinach. I'd be dead by now." So that was... Welcome to the program, Mistress Matisse. We'll just call you Matisse and Chelsea.
Hi there. That was very funny. Thanks so much for having us on.
Yes. So you have developed this product, which I've tried. It's very good. I've suggested it to a number of my clients. We'll do even more, and they'll hear this program, which will be archived by tomorrow morning. So you came together, developed by women,
yes.
Fun for everyone. You knew that 8 out of 10 women surveyed after using Velvet Swing had longer and better orgasms. How did you happen to come together to develop this product? Who wants to start, Matisse or Chelsea?
Chelsea, would you like to start?
Oh, sure. That's great. So I have been making cannabis topicals. That's my area of expertise for quite some time, even reaching back into the pre-legalization era. And Matisse knew this, and she and I were friends and cohorts from the sex education world. She's done a lot of amazing work elevating the visibility of kink and helping people broach these topics that maybe are scary. So she was starting to use cannabis in her personal life and thought, this is just a great thing. We got to bring this to the masses. And she knew that I had been doing this. And so she gave me a call and said, come make this product shine, come make this ideal topical for women. And it's all, it's for everyone. We do encourage both male and female identified people to try it out, and whatever biological organ array that you have, Velvet Swing's a good thing to try. But using the shorthand for women, we find that women tend to get a lot out of it. And so she invited me on as her product developer and lead scientist for this product. And I think the rest is history. I think that am I forgetting anything? We've told this story a few times, but I know Matisse has a way of telling it.
Well, it's a happy story to me. It's one of my best things that's ever happened to me is Velvet Swing. So I had Chelsea and I were friends before. I had been the beneficiary of her scientific knowledge before. And then something happened and I got an opportunity to pitch a product to a pot company. And I had tried all the existing cannabis lubes and I was not satisfied by them. And so I knew that there was an opportunity here for someone with a really, really great product just to come in and women have these needs and we don't get much attention paid to our sexual satisfaction. And I knew that with two great sex educators like myself and Chelsea, we could really make this fly.
Yes. It's interesting because the FDA has approved some 26 products for men with sexual dysfunction and only one for women. And that one is Addie, and I, with Dr. Serena McKenzie, a naturopath that I work with, specializing in sexual medicine. Addie is not very consistently good for women and sexual desire. It works on the brain, but cannabis works much better on the brain, and it slows everything down, which is so useful for sex. So you came together, Chelsea, you're more the scientific part of it, and
Chelsea is all the scientific part of it, believe me.
Okay.
I know Chelsea knows how to make it.
Yeah. And Matisse, yeah. You know from your work, and you've been in the field 20 years, you're a famous dominatrix, and in fact, you and I shared a lecture platform about, 5 years ago, I think. I also went to one of Chelsea's lectures on cannabis and or pot and sex, a year and a half ago. So I know both of you, and I love having guests on this program that I know in person because we can't see each other, but I can envision your beautiful faces and I know a little more about your background. So that's all very good.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Matisse, you have said that that weed helps you accomplish in your life mission. You want to give people, and I guess women, because it's more women who have trouble with this, and don't I know this in terms of my own work as a sex therapist, but giving women in particular more orgasms. And a professional dominatrix. You were a former Stranger columnist. The Stranger is a wonderful, it's in Seattle. Is it elsewhere? I'm not sure.
The paper itself, The Stranger, is located in Seattle. The columnists are syndicated, so you may see their columns elsewhere as well.
Yeah, and yes, okay. So, and so tell us a little bit more, Matisse, about how you came to this, just in terms of your mission statement about more orgasms, and I think then we should talk also about orgasms and getting out of your head and letting go, and how this can really be facilitated by cannabis.
Right. Well, so I am a sex educator, and I will laughingly say that it's my mission in life to make more people have more orgasms. And I joke, but I'm also not kidding. Like, I really want that to happen, and I really think that makes the world a better place. So I've used tools to promote healthy sexuality like BDSM. I've taught people about, like, okay, how do you do polyamory safely and ethically? These are all tools that people use to express their sexuality more fully and to enjoy it more fully. And so cannabis has become now a tool that more people have safe access to, that they can use to enhance and more fully enjoy their sexuality with their partner or alone, even. We talk a lot about partnered sex with Velvet Swing, but the fact is that it also works great on your own. Just don't miss that part.
So, yes.
Once I realized what cannabis could really do for people, I became more and more excited about the idea of creating a whole line of intimacy products that would help people, like, you know, have better sex.
Yes, and by the way,
ladies, my daughter's crying. Can you hear that? Am I ruining the podcast right now?
No, I can't hear.
Oh, it's not coming through. Okay, good.
I hear it a little bit, but does she have somebody to watch over her?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, my partner came home and he's watching her. I heard her crying, and I want to make sure it's not coming through on the air.
Your daughter, and she's now what, 10 months?
She's 10 months. Yep. She is.
Yeah.
She is the light of my life.
She's a beautiful, beautiful child.
I'd love to see a picture of her. I last spoke with you when you were pregnant. Well, and once since she was born. But anyway, I bet she's just gorgeous because you're gorgeous.
Oh,
and if people want to see,
much.
if the people want to see the two of you talking, they need to go to velvetswing.com, V-E-L-V-E-T, swing.com, and they can see it there, you talking and your animated lovely faces. So, all right. So,
yeah.
You, orgasms, let's go back to orgasms, because I have never seen anorgasmia, which is the scientific term for lack of orgasm, on a list of indicators for the medical use of marijuana. And I think this is going to come because I have personally had clients who have lived with anorgasmia for years, at my suggestion, try some cannabis, whether it's an edible cookie or actually smoking. But and I'm thinking about one woman, and she was able to truly let go for the first time. Her inhibitions were relaxed, and she experienced all the beautiful sensual sensations with her fiance, and but a lot of women have trouble, difficulty living in the vulnerable place that opens to sexuality. They need a sense of safety, and tell us, either one of you, how cannabis can help with that, the sense of safety, lowering inhibitions.
And stuff, and then I'll let Chelsea talk about the science of how this works.
Yes.
What's true kind of psychologically and emotionally is that women are sort of, you walk through life having to defend, you know, your personal areas. And that's a habit that's hard to, like, step away from when you hit the bedroom door. Like, it's hard to let go of all that kind of tension and defensiveness. And you know, if you're a woman, you know what I'm talking about. So it's hard, as you say, it's hard to slip away from, like, inhibitions and just emotions that are kind of stored up, that you feel like if you let go of it, you're going to just lose control of yourself. Now, what I like about Velvet Swing is that it's a topical. It will not make you head high. You will not be out of control or unable to make decisions when you use Velvet Swing. But you will get the benefits of cannabis without, like, any psychoactive effect. And now I'll let Chelsea tell you why that's true.
Yeah, this Ms. is when I teach my sex and cannabis workshops, the number one question that I get when talking about topically applied cannabis in any variety, although Velvet Swing is definitely the leader in that category, is it going to make me high? And I think that that's the expectation of a lot of people. When you say sex and cannabis, they expect that means that you're going to be high while you're having sex. And while that is often the case and a desirable thing for a number of people, the consent issues and things that come along with that is kind of it's an extra concern, and it's something, especially nowadays as we're having this conversation nationally, it's something that is certainly bears a lot more responsibility. Whereas when you're playing with topicals, the psychoactive head high is not as much an issue. It's not to say it's impossible to get high. We have, you know, occasions people have gotten high from it, but it's not the same thing. It's very, very difficult to get a psychoactive, an altered state of consciousness from a topical or transdurable topical application of cannabis. And I wanted to go back. I wanted to talk a little bit about how Velvet Swing works, and then synergistically how topicals will enhance the experience when you are using a psychoactive. So I have a lot of folks who, and primarily women, but it's really anyone who has had a bad experience with cannabis or thinks that cannabis doesn't work for them. And usually this involves a brownie in college, right?
Yes, and a bad experience with one.
Yeah, yeah, and perhaps. The experience is so bad that it's enough to really convince people, or they smoked something and it really didn't hit them right. And they determined that cannabis isn't for them. And I was even one of those people in my youth. I was convinced that this was not the drug for me. But the reality of it is that cannabis works because of a system in your body called the endocannabinoid system. This is a very important system that has it governs a huge number of homeostatic processes in the body, and a lot of things that we traditionally associate, you know, like getting the munchies, relaxing, forgetting, sleeping, your sense of well-being. All of these things are affected when you stimulate or you engage with the endocannabinoid system with cannabis, which are phytocannabinoids, and those are going to basically, short version is they slot into existing receptors in your body, and they act like endogenous chemicals that you have in your own body that are meant to signal to your body what your state of hunger or relaxation, things like that is. And so cannabis has this profound effect to capacity to help balance that out. And that is going to be different for each person. And this is the biggest take-home point, if anything, that I'm ever going to teach ever. It's the endocannabinoid system is unique to you. It's as unique as your fingerprint. And what works for someone else is maybe going to work for you, but you never know. And you have to try different things. You have to try different strains. You have to try edibles. You have to try sublinguals, try topicals, all of these things, and you'll have a slightly different response. So that's the one part. I wanted to actually go back to something too that Diana said when she said, you know, there's only this one FDA approved thing for female sexual dysfunction, and then there of course are all these silly products out there that are snake oil and don't actually work, and here we have something that really reliably works. Again, not for everybody, but really for the vast majority of people. And the vast majority of women, and I really do believe in its ability to change the world. And how it works, briefly, is one of the many things that that cannabinoids do, in particular THC, but CBD also plays an important role in our product, is that it is a vasodilator. And yeah. It is a gentle way to bring a kind of a natural sense of flushing and engorgement to erectile tissue and densely vascularized tissue. And in conjunction with CBD, which goes back to what Matisse was saying, there is this unconscious tension that women carry, this protective sense of your pelvic floor muscles. And this is not the good kind of tension. This is not the good kind of right. Like, sexy tension. You know, this is what makes it hard for you to relax and really give yourself into this experience. And so Velvet Swing in particular, cannabis topicals is really, really great for addressing that, and kind of, even if your brain isn't quite there, kind of just getting you, you know, that little extra push in that direction. Yeah.
Yeah. I should tell the listeners, and we have listeners in different parts of the world. Anybody who has a computer can hear this. But in the United States, there are just a few states that have made recreational marijuana legal, and we all live in Washington State, which has done that. So it's going to be difficult for some people who don't, who live in a place where marijuana, recreational marijuana, medical marijuana, the CBD part, has been legalized in many states. But do you know how many states have legalized recreational marijuana? And what do people do about trying to get your product? They don't live in one of those.
I get this question a lot. So here's what's true, and Kelsey will correct me if I'm wrong. But we, for us to be in a state, we have to have both a business license and be working with someone who has a cannabis license in that state. We can't ever ship any products anywhere. It's just
right.
The way the laws are set up mm-hmm. right now. And it just kills me every day that I get emails from people in other places saying, I really want this. And I'm like, I can't get it to you. There's just no legal way for me to do that. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, you have to be in either Washington State, or we have some stores in California now that are carrying us. This is really big, and we're hoping to add more really soon. So we have to go to each state and kind of form
Colorado.
Kind of an alliance with And that does take time, and it does cost money. So my dream is to get this everywhere as fast as possible, but the practical logistics of it, you know, first there's the legal issues, and then there are the business issues. So, but believe me when I say that we are trying as hard as we can.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take off my Velvet Swing representative hat here, and I always represent myself as a famously shitty capitalist. But Velvet Swing is the Cadillac of cannabis lubes. I mean, it is an excellent. I created this to be kind of the perfect version of topical cannabis for sex. But if you live in a place where it's just not possible for you to get your hands on some, it is something that you can experiment with just for the trying it out. It's something that you can experiment with on your own. You can go online. There are a number of recipes. I would urge you to always use clean materials. Anything you're going to find online is going to be an oil-based recipe, and to always have some proportion of CBD in there if you have the luxury of that, and make sure that, you know, whatever was used to grow the plant material is not in any way a toxic or pesticide ridden product. I realize that a lot of people are dealing with limited availability here in the various legalities.
Yes.
But you can find these things online if you want to just experiment with it. Again, it's going to be oily. It's going to smell like weed. There's going to be a lot of drawbacks, which our product does not have, and we worked very hard to make it that way. But if it's really just not an option, then, you know, try this, and it could tide you over until we get Velvet Swing in your area.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, Velvet Swing does not have a, for the most part, it does not have a weed smell to it, and it's also the only water-based weed lube on the market, which means it's condom safe.
The smell that it does have is a terpene blend, actually, is a custom terpene blend that we had commissioned to mimic a strain that I used to use to make cannabis lube that just for some reason was really killer. It worked really the best of anything else of anything. So I commissioned a company to create a mimic out of terpenes. So there's kind of this light floral scent, and that's what's in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will not stain your laundry.
Go ahead.
It will
sorry,
not stain your sheets.
So let's go back to how and why. Something like a cannabis product like yours can work. You know, for one thing, people can slow down. You know, and I think that in terms of laying the ground for lift off the orgasm, foreplay is crucial. And I give so many of my clients exercises, caressing exercises, foreplay, because during all that kissing and caressing, what happens is, and I know you ladies know this, but I'm explaining to the listening audience too, your nervous system starts taking notes and then fires good, feel-good messages through the web of nerves that weave through your pelvis and then up to your brain. And this kind of early stage is where a lot of women, and I see them in my practice a lot, they get tripped up because they can't silence the voices in their heads, like, oh, when was the last time I had a bikini wax? Or am I prepared for that 8 a.m. meeting? You know, they just can't silence these voices. So long enough to focus on the sensations. So, cannabis can help you do that. So can you talk a little bit about that and how the, when you're turned on, how the nerves communicate to your brain that it's time to increase blood flow, and the more engorged you are, the more sensitive you become to touch, causing the nerves to fire back to the brain and pump more blood, creating a very pleasurable loop. But how would Velvet Swing assist in all of this? The foreplay, the slowing down, the genitals to the brain kind of pleasurable blood flow loop.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit, and then I'm going to let Chelsea talk science and give her view of this. I'm just going to say part of what I think is great about Velvet Swing is it's about setting an intention for yourself. When you buy Velvet Swing, you're mentally setting sort of an intention for yourself to use it, whether you acknowledge that to yourself or not. This is my opinion. And when you get it out, you know, and put it by the bed, you're setting an intention. You're saying, I want to have better sex, and I want to enjoy this more. So that, to me, like, that's you're consenting to yourself, if that makes any sense, that you want this. So you've already taken the first step towards something better. And then I think there are kind of two ways I talk to people about applying it. And one of them is applying it as part of lovemaking. And I think you kind of alluded to this, Diana, when you talked about caressing and like,
yes.
Taking it takes Velvet Swing about 20 minutes to really come up, as we say, and become mostly really effective. It's at full effectiveness at 40 minutes in. So if you take that 20 to 40 minutes and spend it doing foreplay, I think that's definitely going to be a great thing for everybody.
Yeah.
The other way that I talk about applying it is, I think most women have like rituals of self-care that we do. And I know that I myself do a lot of them in my bathroom in the evening. I go in there and I do my things and I take my supplements and I generally get myself ready for bed. And often when I feel like I might want to have sex, I will apply Velvet Swing to myself as part of my going to bed self-care rituals. Which again is me setting my intention of like, I want to be in the mood to make love with my partner. And so I'm doing this now, knowing that in a short while, it's going to help me relax and focus on this, you know, what's often an all too short amount of time that we have to make love with our partners, before the demands of the world come back on us. So, that's how I think that it works psychologically. And Chelsea, what do you think about this?
Chelsea?
Yeah. Sorry. Hi. I didn't hear last part of that.
Matisse was talking about her rituals and intentions. Mm-hmm. And by the way, so Progressive Radio Network, with their new phone system, has a little trouble when I have two guests. So far I'm hearing Chelsea 100%, but not Matisse 100%. So I would encourage you to maybe slow down with your speech and get your mouth close to the receiver, just so that we maximize the
That sounds kind of frisky.
I know.
Okay, I'll be sure to do that.
Good, I like that. All right, so you're back, Chelsea, and so Matisse was talking about intentions and foreplay, mm-hmm. and the rituals of self-care and going to bed and having applied Velvet Swing, and I will say, you know, you apply it to your clitoris and the labia and the surrounding genital parts, right? But especially the clitoris. I mean, after all, the clitoris has 6,000 to 8,000 nerve fibers, and the only function for the clit is pleasure.
Yeah.
The penis has about 4,000 nerve fibers.
I also put some inside my vagina as well, because I think it helps me.
Yeah.
Oh, inside your vagina too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm a big G-spot girl. I really enjoy G-spot stimulation, and especially when I'm using cannabis lubes, I find that I get those really big, multiple, cascading G-spot orgasms.
Yeah.
Which we know are probably actually clitoral orgasms, you know, internally. But you know what I mean, that kind of distinction.
Well, I think that they're actually, I mean, we don't know all of it, but I think that they're often blended orgasms. So
right.
You're getting the G-spot, you're getting the clit, and And actually, the G-spot may be the root of the clitoris.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what I've heard, too.
The clitoris being so huge and internal, you know. But there's this kind of distinct, you know, feeling, and I find that it's perfect to put velvet swing just, you know, on the clitoris, but also around the opening of my the introitus, the opening to my vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And my partner, who is a cis man, I find that just that application to me gives enough to him to increase his experience as well, to increase his the potency of his orgasms. And it's just this kind of beautiful, like, you know, convenient dosage mm-hmm. regulation that happens, because for whatever reason, people with penises, and I try to avoid the male-female shorthand, but people with what we used to call male anatomy, they need a little less of cannabis lubes than people with vaginas do, because there's just kind of less real estate there, and it's easier to overdo it, we found in our research. So having a little bit less on the penis having partner is perfect. It works out great.
So what if there's some of your velvet swing lube on his penis and the woman is giving her partner fellatio, the proverbial blowjob? Can she get high from that?
tell this one?
Tell us.
Yeah, or do you want to tell this one, Matisse?
Jump in.
Well, am I doing this?
I just always, this is so funny, because we only had one person in our study group that got high as a result of going down on her partner. And while we say velvet swing is non-psychoactive when you apply it topically, but if you put it into your digestive system in sufficient quantity, then you absolutely will get high, and that includes both oral and anal routes. However, it's rather difficult in practice to swallow enough velvet swing to actually get high. I mean, you usually just don't use quite that much of it where you would notice a high. Except this one woman in our test group, I mean, she gave a real humdinger of a blowjob to him, and it was a 45-minute thing, and she was applying lots of velvet swing over and over, and then she ended up quite high as a result of that. So she's always kind of our asterisk.
She ingested it.
I think that's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. And it also... It also is testimonial to the fact that your product, Velvet Swing, doesn't have much of a taste. And it certainly is not a weed taste.
No. Mm-hmm. No, not like that at all. Just like a little bit like a lube, just that slightly lubey taste, but very neutral in all other ways.
Yeah.
And as Chelsea said, you would have to give a really long and be continuously applying a blowjob, velvet swing during the entire blowjob to get high. I don't think that's a bad idea. if you want to get high and your partner enjoys getting blowjobs, that sounds like the perfect situation to me.
Right.
But it's just, you should be aware. And also, if it's used for anal sex, both partners, you know, mainly the receiving partner, could get kind of high off of that too, if you use a lot of it.
So maybe this is a good place. Maybe this is a good place to interject consent, because we're in more than ever, we're in a consent culture. So let's veer off a little bit and talk about consent, whether it's going to, just talk about it in relation to velvet swing and the different sexual practices that you may practice.
Chelsea, you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So this comes up a lot, especially nowadays, being such an important cultural conversation that we're having. Again, most folks, when you say sex and cannabis, they immediately think getting high and having sex. And that immediately raises some questions, right? And what we always advise folks to do is to make your yes, no, maybe list, do your thinking, do all your conversations before you're high. Certainly try out anything, any strain, any topical, anything like that. Try it out. Before showtime, I guess, before you try it out in a sexual context, because you never know how it's going to affect you. Sometimes some strains, people find it difficult, more difficult to communicate and things like that. And so you really do have to do a lot of homework and groundwork checking in throughout the process. This is less of a concern for topicals that are non-psychoactive, but it's not a concern. You would never use Velvet Swing. You'd never want to use Velvet Swing on someone without their consent, for example. That would be a gross violation of their autonomy and things like that. So you need to make sure that everybody's buying in and that you have specific points at which you're going to check back in, and that you know yourself, you know your body, and you know exactly what you're ingesting. And I always advise people to if you're going to play altered, do it with someone that you trust. Not to say that there can't be it's a huge problem. There's plenty of violations in trust relationships, but if there is a situation that does come up, you want to make sure that it's somebody that you feel both comfortable saying no and yes to. I'll let Matisse finish this one up.
Matisse.
Well, everything Chelsea said, you know, times 100. If you're just going to use, let me do it this way, two ways. If you just use Velvet Swing alone and no other top products, I think that you can discuss that with your partner, like, briefly and effectively, because no one's going to get head high and no one's judgment will be impaired. And as long as both partners are interested in enhancing their sexy time, then I think you're all good to go. It should never be, used without everyone's consent, of course. I think what gets complicated is when you start wanting to introduce, like, the psychoactives, which can actually help make sex really, really great. If, you're fully consenting and you have a partner that you trust and you're able to trust your own experience and go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I would say if you're going to try psychoactive pop products, try them before when you're not having sex. Just sit and be high and experience how you feel and get used to that sensation and trust it so that then you can add this extra layer of like, oh, and I'm going to make love with my partner while I feel this way. But you trust.
That's really a good idea. So you're really experimenting by trying it alone when you can really tune into your body. And in the case of Velvet Swing on the female genitals, there may be warmth and tingling, but you can really tune into that and have a little more confidence about what your reactions are going to be.
And I think that's a very, I'm going to make a generalization here. I think that women approach drug taking or, any kind of body mind modification thing with that idea of like, first, let me make sure this isn't going to hurt me. I'm not going to be harmed. I'm going to be safe during this experience. Okay. But once they've established that, then, it's possible to do experiments and try things you haven't tried and feel okay about that. But I do think that it needs to be done from a place of an internal self-confidence that I understand what's happening. I'm emotionally within myself consenting to the situation, and I'm prepared to go with it and really enjoy it. That's what I think.
It's interesting as well that this applies to the less to the consent, but more to the optimizing your experience aspect. That, as I was saying, because individual responses to different strains of cannabis and different grows of the same strain and edibles and topicals all is also varied. It can help you figure out just which which grove, which strain is going to be an aphrodisiac effect for you. It can help you figure out what your dosage of Velvet Swing is, because boy, did we learn that there is a wide range. We have people who just want, who just need a drop, and we have people who need, you know, 20 pumps. And it really does take, you know, I always say just don't freak out if it either doesn't work or you get too much tingling or something. Like, it's just figuring out where your ideal dosage is on that needle, and everybody's so different. So trying it by yourself a few times, even three times, while in order to really know what you're going to smoke or eat and how much Velvet Swing to put on and that kind of thing, really, really is important homework.
It all makes so much sense, and then you can be informed. Chelsea, would you expand a little bit on the strains of marijuana and the possible, I mean, as you both have said, it affects people different ways, but the different strains and what that might mean to a person.
Oh, sure. So when we talk about strains, the latest research, the latest science that we have, is unfortunately confounding the concept of strains themselves. The idea that it used to be that, you know, the genetics of the strain were predeterminant of the effects of the strain, and that those genetics could be traced back and were reliable if you had the right seed or seed bank or something like that. Unfortunately, what we are learning is that not only are even the kind of purest seeds of certain strains muddled, famously, they did this indica sativa genetic breakdown and found that, I mean, basically the whole concept of indica sativa is nonsense from a genetic standpoint. And for those listeners who don't know this, indica is traditionally known for being the sleepier, more relaxing, body feeling, variety of strains, whereas sativas are known for being energetic, creative, and focused, and more cerebral. However, what we're really learning now is that the terpene profile, and to a lesser extent the minor cannabinoids present, and terpenes are the flavor and smell compounds present in cannabis, they are actually largely responsible for how a strain hits you. So if two growers, let's say, take genetically identical plants and grow them in different environments with different, you know, grow mediums or lights or schedules of lights and all these things, you can really get two very, very different terpene profiles out of this. And that can yield two very, very different effects. And that's bad news for someone who's trying to standardize their experience, especially in places where you don't have full recreational legalization and you can't just always buy the same strain grown by the same people in the same way. Even in states where it is recreationally legal, that is a rarity. That's the exception rather than the norm. People like to grow novel strains, and it's hard to find the same strain twice. So the biggest, like the most common question that I get when I teach the sex and cannabis workshops is, what's the magic strain that's going to make me horny? You know, what's the magic strain that I can smoke that's aphrodisiac? And I wish deeply that there were an answer that I could just give that is just flatly this, you know? But not only is it different for everybody individually, as I've mentioned, but there's a lot of variation in the grows. So I would encourage folks to kind of let go of the concept of strains, certainly let go of the concept of indica sativa, and instead look at the same grow of the same plant by the same person, you know, And if you find something that works really well for you, you know, you try it out, you're like, oh, this really puts me in the mood. Just get as much of it as you can. Keep it in a cool, dry place. And then you know that you have this one that's reliable. And then you'll have to repeat that process later.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Let's also educate our listening audience a little bit about THC, which I understand in the case of the THC part of your velvet swing, it's absorbed through the mucous membranes that are in high concentration, of course, in the woman's vagina. And so this THC acts locally on the cannabinoid, cannabinoid receptors.
Cannabinoid. Cannabinoid, yeah.
Yes, like an edible does. So functionally, as I understand it, the THC dilates the capillaries and increases blood flow to the smallest blood vessels in your body, and then this micro circulation magnifies sensitivity and sensation. Is that more or less? And I'd like you to talk about the THC versus CBD.
Sure. Yeah. So that's essentially the case. There are two kinds of receptors in our body that interact with cannabinoids, and we actually discovered these receptors exclusively because of human fondness for cannabis. So that's pretty cool. We have this plant to thank for awareness of a really vital system in our body, which is of course the endocannabinoid system that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two receptors. They call it CB1 and CB2 receptors, and cannabinoids are partial or full agonists or antagonists of this. And this is just picture the same diagram that you've seen with the two neurons, you know, a whole bunch, and it's just, does it fit in that slot, or just is it preventing the reuptake of some other thing? You know, they all do different variations of this, and there's, 80 to 100 known cannabinoids at this point, of which THC and CBD are both present in the largest quantity in the plant, and so we kind of consider those the primary cannabinoids, and the rest of them are all secondary. So THC is pretty strong. Dilator, microcapillary dilator.
Mm-hmm.
This is why my friend Ashley Manta is famous. Always says, "Well, this is why your eyes get red when you smoke."
Mm-hmm.
And this is true. And CBD is known for relaxing cell walls. And these two kind of work synergistically. They're both powerful anti-inflammatories as well, which also helps ease pain with intercourse. Many people say, I can't give any medical advice. So I'm just relaying what other people have told me in their anecdotal experience, right?
That's kind of what I do too.
Yeah, we have to be careful not to make medical claims. So when I say this, you know, this is just coming from, you know, this is my opinion, what I've been told and stuff, right? This is my disclaimer. So where was I?
CBT anti-inflammatory.
Correct. Yes. They thought that there were no CB1 or CB2 receptors on the skin. But everyone kind of knew anecdotally that couldn't be the case because we have topical effectiveness. So what's going on here? And just very recently, I believe that the study that the Phytex diagram that I like to use was based on was in 2008. Where they discovered, surprise, surprise, you're actually just, there's CB1 and CB2 receptors all over the place. What is happening is that the THC is largely responsible for the flushing and the capillary dilation and anti-inflammatory aspects, and the CBD is kind of relaxing the cell walls and kind of assisting with getting rid of the bad kind of muscle tension, the kind of tension that might be associated with vaginismus or something like that. So these are kind of a symphonic blend that kind of optimizes for sexual activity.
Vaginismus is a huge problem in my practice. It's interesting because I have a number, I see a number of clients from India, and some of them have had arranged marriages, and so there's no intercourse until marriage, and she'll often turn up with vaginismus. Now, she doesn't have to be from India, or I will add to that Iran, but vaginismus, it happens. Now, for people that are listening, it's when the muscles surrounding the vagina close so tightly that they won't allow anything to go inside. And the reaction can be so severe that a woman can't even insert a tampon. There are these involuntary spasms of the vaginal muscles, and these are brought on by a fear of penetration. So I worked with one woman recently. I was seeing them as a couple, and I instructed the husband to apply Velvet Swing around her clitoris, labia, and the opening of her vagina. And then she was to breathe deeply, relaxing, so she could get some of the oil inside her vagina as well, although sometimes I suggest that the partner put it in there. And then they further relaxed, waiting for the THC to take effect, and they sipped some wine, and they touched each other and other parts of their bodies. And then she reported in the session, that she began to feel a wave of natural physiological desire, and he noticed that he had a strong erection. You know, the nice thing about a woman's arousal, sexual arousal, is that it often increases the man's levels of testosterone and his own arousal. So he had an erection, and for the first time, some penetration was possible as a result of the...
That's amazing.
Yeah. And with each successive try, more and more penetration was possible, first with his fingers and later with his penis.
That is the most amazing story I've heard. That is a wonderful, wonderful story. And I'm so delighted to hear a story from a clinical point of view.
Yes.
About a doctor working with patients and Velvet Swing had a good effect with them. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yes. Well, you know, your product can make a huge difference, and that's why I'm having you on the program. I'm a I'm a therapist, but I'm also an educator. You can't help but being like you two are, your sex educators, but it's really important to, people have better sex when they know more. They just do.
Absolutely.
I've quoted this before. I mean, I've mentioned this study before, but a study was done of sex therapists kind of wondering, do sex therapists have better sex? Well, it turns out we do, because we have more knowledge and therefore less anxiety. Sex therapists typically don't have anxiety about sex. We know a lot, and we can relax. And Brian, you both know Brian, my fiancé, soon to be husband next month.
Congratulations. I didn't realize that soon.
Yeah. It's very exciting. But we definitely use cannabis for sex, and it's just a great enhancement, and so I'm a real believer in this, and I think you two are onto something very big, and I hope it expands. I mean, what do you see in terms of the future, the near future, in terms of legalization?
Well, there's a lot of states that have a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not up to bat on up to speed on every single one of them. Chelsea, do you have thoughts on this that you want to share?
Well, there's let's see, the majority of the oh gosh, what is it? I want to say 37. I don't quote me on that. I might be wrong, but definitely the past the majority of states have some kind of cannabis relaxation of cannabis law on the books. So that might just be medical in some cases. And then we have the first few that are doing the full recreational access in flouting federal law, you know. And I'm of the belief that the door is open. There is massive support for legalization of cannabis use recreationally. Massive. This failed monstrous drug war has really, we've seen it, you know. Everyone in my generation, you know, we went through DARE and we saw how ineffective that was. And anyone who has ever smoked a joint knows that it's not this devil thing. And it was really just racism. The whole thing was just racism. The door is open. Common sense is finally prevailing. And the dominoes are falling. And regardless of what Jeff Sessions is doing, I think we're not going to put this back. It's not actually going to go back. So we're just going to see an increase in availability, an increase in safety and access, and that applies to Velvet Swing certainly as well. We have every intention, as Matisse said, to expand and be available globally. But it is slow going, you know, with the climate that we're in. So a little bit at a time, and then eventually the world will come to its senses and we'll just have, you know, vats of Velvet Swing you can order from Amazon.
Yeah, that'll be nice, right?
Yes.
Several years ago, they started selling sex toys, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. Amazon.
<Yeah. laughs>
So we are going to have to stop in a minute. I want to thank both of you so much for coming on this program and describing your wonderful product, Velvet Swing. And velvetswing.com is the website where you can read about this product. And are you... either of you familiar with Natalie Angier's Woman and Intimate Geography? It was published in 1999. But she said, marijuana can be a sexual mentor and a sublime electrician, bringing the lights of Broadway to women who have spent years in frigid darkness. And then she said, all the women in my immediate family learned how to climax by smoking grass. My mother, when she was over 30, and already the mother of four, yet I have never seen, and this is a quote from her book, because I mentioned it earlier, anorgasmia on the list of indicators for the medical use of marijuana. And there's the music.
Wow.
So thank you again, Matisse.
Thank you
Chelsea.
So much.
Thank you, Diane. Really
and I think it was very informative and useful, and I'm so glad we did it.
Great.
It was
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
Thank you very much, Diane.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My boy Getty, tap, tap, tap. Happy feet, da-da-da, happy feet, da-da-da, happy feet. Oh, I love it.
Love it.
Happy feet, da-da-da, happy feet, da-da-da, happy feet.